Earth to Miss Destiny. Transgender rock and roll. Transgender rock and roll. New York City, never stop. The Lady Bunny, do the bop. Work it, girl, at Wigstock. Sister Dimension in pop sock.
Wig, lipstick, and pills.
Transgender rock and roll. Transgender rock and roll.
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to a special bonus edition of the show. Last week, I featured interviews with three very talented transgendered artists, Veronica Klaus, Jessica Xavier, and Georgie Jessup. And tonight's show is sort of a part two of that, only that there will be no interviews, as I want to pack in as much music by transgendered artists as I can. I'm opening the show with the only artist I thought appropriate, Jane County. If you don't know who Jane County is, well, one of my guests last week, Jessica Xavier, described Jane as the fairy godmother of all trans women songwriters. I think that just scratches the surface. From the early 70s, first as Wayne and then as Jane, she was fiercely out, loud, and proud, and an inspiration to a generation of punk and rock artists. And there will be lots of rock on tonight's show, along with the music by trans artists from a wide variety of genres, from pop to cabaret to rap to dance to gospel, making some side trips along the way into areas I can't quite define. But for right now, I'm sticking to rock with an artist who has performed with Jane County. Her name is Lisa Jackson, and in 2002, she came out with an excellent four-song EP and followed it up the next year with a CD called I'm Okay. But this next song isn't on an album yet, as I got it from her page on the site myspace.com, where there's quite a community of GLBT artists. Here's Lisa Jackson and Girl Friday with Is She a Girl?
Blame.
Following Lisa Jackson was the band All the Pretty Horses, led by Stephen Grandel, who these days goes under the name Venus. They've had 4 releases, and last year a documentary DVD was released about them, called Venus of Mars. As you probably already have noticed, in order to give exposure to as many artists as possible, I unfortunately won't be able to play the entire songs. But hey, that should hopefully whet your appetites to track down their recordings. At the website of this next act, it bills itself as San Francisco's hottest tranny rock band, and they call themselves Pepper Spray. Well, that may be subjective, as they may be competing with another act called Lipstick Conspiracy. Both released their debut CDs in the last year, and both were 5-song CD EPs. And both acts show lots of promise. Here are Pepper Spray and Lipstick Conspiracy.
I wanna wear a dress, 'cause I feel like a woman. I wanna wear my heels, but I look like a man.
From Pepper Spray, you heard a bit of the song, Balls, and Lipstick Conspiracy gave us Just a Girl. And here's a track from another San Francisco trans rock act with the intriguing name, Glamazon.
See?
That was Holy Wars by Glambazon from their debut album. From Toronto is an artist named Dana Bates. She's a respected musician and has played on two albums by Ember Swift, among others. She's also released two full-length albums on her own, and I think they are both very good. From her new album called Pretty Little Shapeshifter is a version of the Kink song Lola, only this time told from Lola's point of view.
I met him in a club down in Otoho, and he knew where he was, cause I've seen him before, sitting alone, checking out the shores. He walked up to me and he asked me to dance, and when he asked me my name, I didn't know what to answer. I said, Lola, L-O-L-L-O-L-A. First name I thought of was Lola. He's not the world's most inhibited guy, cause when he squeezed me tight, he nearly broke my spine, calling me Lola.
This is a story of a soul twice born, embodying contradictions and eager to explore. Yeah. Said, everybody thinks I'm a man, it's true, my hair's cut short, I walk too fast, oh, but that's cause when it goes slow, you know I get bored. She said, even the people I live with don't even know the truth, they see a man, they hear a man, they think a girl could not fall in love with you. But then you see me, she said, with more than your eyes, yeah, you see a world of possibilities denied. I think for once, maybe I won't have to divide myself. She said, I'm gonna get some boots and ask if they got this in my size. But then someone does not get it and tells me, sir, these are really not made for guys. Don't you hate it when that happens? You're always excusing yourself for foolishness and then excusing them for laughing. But then you see me, she said, with more than your eyes. Yeah, you see a world of possibilities tonight. And I think for once, maybe I won't have to divide myself. No, no, no.
Again, that was Lola by Dana Bates. And my internet listeners heard a second song by her, as I couldn't resist slipping in a song from her 1998 album called Flower. The song was called She Said. Regular listeners of Queer Music Heritage know by now that I've become very prone to having two versions of my show, one for airing on Queer Voices and another that I upload to my website that is not constrained by the limits of an hour show or by the challenges of selecting songs that won't offend the FCC. Most of the music you'll hear on this show will be from the last 10 or 15 years, with a majority of it only from the last 5 years. Why is that? Well, because it's only been the last few years that more and more transgendered artists have become visible. They've come out not only letting themselves be known, but in many cases almost screaming it, with some even making their transgender identity part of their names. You'll hear some of these acts a little later. Now, while Jane County may have been a loud and almost lone voice of the 80s and 90s, there was transgendered-flavored music before her. And this would not be a queer music heritage show without my digging into that part of the history of our music culture. From the 1930s through the 60s, one of the most prolific female impersonators was Ray Bourbon, releasing several dozen 78 RPM and LP recordings of his sort of spoken word piano bar comedy. In the 30s, he worked, dressed as a woman, with Mae West in two of her plays, and he had a recording in 1956 that is right on topic for this show. The album was called Let Me Tell You About My Operation, and here's the title track.
Have you got a minute? Good. Well, just sit down and relax and let me tell you about my operation. Oh, this is the real dirt. Of course I had it done. To all of you that know me, you might have seen it coming. So this will be no surprise. Everyone asks me, how does it feel? Well, it feels just fine to me. I can be the woman I've always wanted to be. For the change, I went south of the border. It took me just days to pack. I arrived there with excess baggage, but I had a lot less coming back. There's been a change in the gender, a big change in me. From R-A-Y, I've changed to R-A-E. So if anyone should ask you, just feel free to say, there's been a change in Ray. There's been a change in Ray. Now, I can do many things as a woman I could never do as I was. I've been dropped with a man of distinction ad, so I'm dickering with maiden form bras. Well, I could become an actress, star of stage and screen, replace Ethel Barrymore and make the corn turn really green. Now, all this fuss about Marilyn and her ever-shifting gears, that poor little girl has stopped only one bus. Madge, I've been lousing up traffic for years. I could even pose for a calendar that would make Miss Monroe weep. And you can bet that when I'm around, that sleeping prince wouldn't sleep. Or I could be an actress. Or a female spy. Can't you just see me as Martha Harry Bourbon, a bat too gay to die? I could be a spy in Suez and find out what NASA's doing, keep those pilots happy, and keep those pipelines flowing. Of course, I could star in a show in Las Vegas, dressed like Dietrich and Net and Allure. In her case, they knew what was caught in the net. In my case, they'd never be quite sure. I could give Gina a run for her money. Oh, Lala Frigida girl, you are through. I'd love to swing on a trapeze, if Tony and Bert would swing too. Of course, I won't tell you all of my secrets, just enough to let you find a hint in. But I can do more in a gown by Dior than I can in a suit by Jim Clinton. And I may not say anything completely to convince those doubting Thomases, whose suspicions are slightly shady. You may question some of the details, but you cannot deny that I am a lady.
With that 1956 album, Ray changed the spelling of his name on his albums from R-A-Y to R-A-E, and the back cover of that album even showed newspaper articles about his operation. One headline read, "Female impersonator needn't fake again, says surgery made him a her." Well, it was all hype, and Bourbon milked it for all there was. But all in all, the career of Ray Bourbon was a sad one. At age 78 in 1971, he died of a heart attack in the state hospital at Big Springs, Texas. He had been serving a life jail term as an accomplice in a 1968 murder stemming from a dispute over pet dogs. I could do a whole show on Ray Bourbon, but next I want to jump a few years and across the ocean to tell you about perhaps the most famous transsexual entertainer in France. She's still alive and is now 74 and retired, but she was a very popular figure for several decades. Her name is Cosinelle, which means ladybird, and besides performing in many famous revues, she had several recordings which are not quite rare. Here's a little of her version in French of the song Love Me or Leave Me.
Pour moi la vie n'a pas de problème, mais simplement je veux que tu m'aimes. Prends-moi ou laisse-moi, mais je t'en prie, décide-toi. Je peux trouver d'autres bras, d'autres lèvres, mais tu es seule à me donner la fièvre. Prends-moi ou laisse-moi, mais je t'en prie, décide-toi. Moi, un homme doit être en somme comme toi, toi, toi. Tu me plais, je veux te garder pour moi, moi, moi. Je veux ton amour, mais pas pour un seul jour. Si je me donne, ce sera pour toujours. Prends-moi ou laisse-moi, mais je t'en prie, décide-toi.
That was Cosanel from 1959. Okay, one more history song, and this artist is probably only known to transgender history buffs. In the early 70s, an artist named Canary Khan transitioned and in 1974 published her autobiography, which led to numerous appearances on shows like Merv Griffin and Tom Snyder. She was indeed a role model for that time. Her former name was Danny O'Connor, and her book told of her growing up an average middle-class life and showing promise as a singer. In 1968, Danny competed with 10,000 youth in a nationwide talent contest and won the top prize, Best Teenage Male Vocalist in America, and a contract with Capitol Records. 145 RPM record was released, and I've got it to share with you. While the title had some irony, it went nowhere. Here's If I'm Not Free. From 1969, Danny O'Connor, who just a couple years later became Canary Khan, and that act and her book gained her more attention than a singing career ever would. I promised you music in a variety of genres, so we're moving on to pop, cabaret, and a little jazz. Some of you may have heard of Bambi Lake. She's been a San Francisco fixture for a couple decades, and in 1996 published a book called The Unsinkable Bambi Lake, a fairy tale containing dish on Cockettes, Punks, and Angels. Well, the Cockettes were an avant-garde and very queer performance troupe in the 70s. Before he went disco, Sylvester was a member. Anyway, Bambi is still performing and just released a CD called My Glamorous Life as a Broadway Hostess. From it, I'm playing part of What Wouldn't I Do for That Man, and it'll go into a song by an artist from Montreal.
Life was blind to me, now it's kind to me. Love has opened my eyes. Since it came to me, life's a game to me with the sweetest surprise. I never knew how good it was to be a slave to one who means the world to me. I'd love that man from the start, and way down deep in my heart I know he loves me, heaven knows why. And when he tells me he can't live without me, what wouldn't I do for that man? He's not an angel or saint, and what's the odds if he ain't? With all his faults, I know we'll get by. I'm just no good when his arms are around me. What wouldn't I do for that man?
In the middle of a kiss, suddenly it dawned on me. In the middle of a kiss, I knew you were mine. In the middle of a sweet embrace that you at first resented, remember how surprised we were to find we really meant it. In the middle of a sigh, we stumbled into paradise. In the twinkle of an eye, we lost it again. For we didn't comprehend that our dreams of love would end. Just the way it began, in the middle of a kiss.
Following Bambi Lake was Gray Phillips, and Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. Gray is Canadian and released a very nice sort of jazzy album in 2001 called Speak Low. And you heard some of In the Middle of a Kiss. On to the UK for one of that country's most famous transsexuals. Her name is Adele Anderson, and in addition to a solo career as a singer and actress, for the last 20 years she's been a member of one of Britain's most popular cabaret acts, the trio Fascinating Aida. In 1998, Adele released a solo CD called Why Try to Change Me Now, and from it here's My Voice.
La 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 la. La, la, la. I don't know how to...
Driver, why did you come this way? I'm never going to get there now.
Sometimes I think I'm in the wrong business. Sometimes I think I should change my career. What kind of job for a grown-up girl is this? There's no forward motion. It's all reverse gear. So draw near, shed a tear in your beard as you hear why. Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a bit of a problem. And that is that
I've got a very low voice, so I've got a limited choice. I can't star in a West End show. Every time I audition, they always say no, 'cause I can't pass the acid test.
No, I can't sing in Betty High Chest. High Chest! Ow! I'm a dame with a very nice face who sings with a voice like a bass. I'm never gonna hit a high note. That's because I have got a very deep throat, which men find exciting, I know. But not on the stage in a West End show. I can't dance a step, which only makes matters worse. And the fact that I'm tall is a terrible curse. Can't blow on a horn or bow on a string. All I can do is sing, just sing. In a voice oft described as a rumble, a crack like that kind of makes a girl humble. How can my ego survive? When I open my mouth, they yell, Paul Robeson's alive! What's to become of poor me? When every song and every show is in the wrong key. So farewell, my lofty ambition. I can't face another audition. They treat me like I landed from Mars. It seems I'm never going to be one of those West End stars. Well, let's face it, I'm no Patti LuPone, which is why I'm appearing here on my own. But what the hell, who needs that showbiz possessed? Not me, 'cause from here on in, I'm gonna stick to jazz.
Getting more to the bluesy side, in 2004, an artist named Vicky DeSalle released the CD My Heart's in New Orleans. She plays a mean piano, and several of the songs are instrumentals, but this one is the classic, deliberately suggestive, If It Don't Fit, Don't Force It.
If it don't fit, don't force it, 'cause you make your mama mad. Stayed out till four. He didn't fit. You tried to break down the door. If it don't fit, don't force it, 'cause you make your mama mad. If it don't fit, don't force it, 'cause you make your mama mad. If it don't fit, don't force it, 'cause you only getting bad. It means stretch, it may not tear it all, but you never back that big mule up in my stall. If it don't fit, don't force it, 'cause it'll make your mama mad.
Next, a song from a musical from 2003 called The Sissy Show, subtitled The Transgender Musical Review. From the brief liner notes, it tells me that Catherine Harvey and Christine Howey created the music, and according to a review, the show provides a humorous and bittersweet exploration of the personal and social joys and sorrows of people whose bodies and lives do not quite match their internal sense of their gender. That description works for me. Here's the opening track, come on in.
Welcome everybody and come on in. The Sissy Show is about to begin. Rob, Dixie, Joni, and Tiffany Lynn are gonna take you to a place where men are feminine.
We got boys that look like girls and walk and talk like men.
Some who cross the line and cross right back again.
Some just visit every now and then. Welcome to the Sissy Show.
Hi, I'm Rob. I'm 31 and a Taurus. I like whiskey and girly magazines. I'm here performing community service for a DUI back in 98. I'm a straight cross-dresser, which means I ain't chopping it off. And for all you ladies out there, I'm hoping to get laid tonight.
Dressing up for you is as far as I go. Welcome to the Sissy Show.
Hi, I'm Joni, the artist formerly known as Leonard. I remember my mother always saying to me, Lenny, Lenny, stop running around the house in my sundress. One day I got so pissed off that I just popped her one. And when she finally came to 20 years later, I had a vagina.
Dr. Biber's clinic is the place to go. Welcome to the Sissy Show.
Well, hi, I'm Dixie. I'm from a little town outside Pascagoula, Mississippi. I got a scholarship to go away to college in New York City. I remember one night down in the village, I was having a drink with Joni Mitchell and Tom Waits. When all of a sudden I turned to Joni and I said, Joni, honey, I really want your tits. And Tom said,
yeah, me too.
So I got a little dose of Miracle Grow. Welcome to the Sissy Show. The Sissy Show is a place where you can live out your dreams. Nothing here is ever really quite what it seems. Everyone seems to be stuck in between. Everybody wonders what it all might mean.
We turn the outside in and turn the inside out.
We try to figure out what gender's all about.
We're out of our minds without a doubt. Welcome to the Sissy Show.
Come on in.
Welcome to the Sissy Show. Let's go. Welcome to the Sissy Show.
I remember the first time I realized I might be a little different. I kept hearing about this centerfold in these hushed hallway whispers and giggles from my friends back in junior high school. So I stole an old Playboy from my dad's dresser drawer. Oh my God. It was like the clock stopped. My jaw dropped wide open the minute I saw her. Me and my centerfold, the Kodachrome Queen. Sweet Miss September, so soft and so clean. She looked at me and I knew for sure that I would not be happy till I looked like her. I lay down to face her, feeling one and the same, with a mix of excitement, terror and shame. Her nose was small, like the one on my face, but there was this difference I could not erase. Me and my centerfold, the Kodachrome Queen. Sweet Miss September, so soft and so clean. She looked at me and I knew for sure that I would be so happy when I looked like her. I stared and I stared and I touched paper skin, becoming aware of this woman within. From that moment on, even though it was strange, I knew that someday I'd make a big change. Me and my centerfold, the Kodachrome Queen.
sweet Miss September, so soft and so clean. She looked at me and I knew for sure that I would be so happy when I look like her. Most girls have dolls they coddle and tug. They learn who they are through these kisses and hugs. But my paper doll I could talk to and hold, folded and stapled, my sweet centerfold. Me and my centerfold, the Kodachrome Queen, sweet Miss September, so soft and so clean. She looked at me and I knew for sure that I would be so happy when I look like her. I knew that I would be so happy when I look like her. I would be so happy when I look like her.
Also from The Sissy Show was the track Me and My Centerfold. You may think you recognize this next song, but it quickly changes from the familiar Streisand recording to a very nice rendition of Secondhand Rose. The artist is New York performance diva Tina Benet.
She
I shifted from Secondhand Rose to a song more her normal style, Don't Mess With Mary. That came from a CD EP from 1994, billed as the official CD of Stonewall 25. The song was written by Tom Wilson Weinberg, and as I know Tom, I asked him about that song. He said, "As I see her, she's a fierce street queen, androgynous, sexy, and tough as nails. She lives on the edge, and to the polite people, she's disposable, but she's proud and angry. She was my personal symbol for Stonewall 25. More in the dance mode, here's a really fun song, and I can't think of any other dance songs about sex change. The song is by German-born entertainer Romy Hogg. In the 70s, she had a well-publicized affair with David Bowie, and she transitioned in the 80s, which is what she must have been thinking about in her 1978 song, Super Paradise.
A paradise, the seven wonder of the world. Come, let me take you there. Super paradise, come on through. Boy or girl, it's all up to you. Let's all rise in super paradise. They do the sex change too. Come on, baby, first control. See how happy it will be when you do this exchange with me. Super paradise, come on through. Boy or girl, it's all up to you. Left or right, in super paradise, take this sense, change too. Once in a time, there was a world. Super paradise, the seventh wonder of the world. Come, let me take you there. Come on, baby, birth control me.
Coming up is no doubt the most famous transsexual from Israel. But first I've got to tell probably most of you what Eurovision is. If you love American Idol, well, that show is very much a Johnny-come-lately. Eurovision is Europe's version of song competitions between various countries, and it's been going on for 50 years. It's done by popular vote, and past winners have included ABBA and Celine Dion. But in 1998, Israel's transsexual representative won and made history. She goes by the name Dana International, and this song by her is named, gee, Dana International. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you could see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. As usual, my research into music by transgendered artists yielded much more than could fit into an hour's show. So you can hear an expanded version of the show at my site, with a lot more artists. And I want to mention that if this music interests you, I've done other shows loosely around this theme, in August of 2000 and October and November of 2002. They can all be heard at my site. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.
On nights like this, when the world's a bit amiss and the lights go down across the trailer park, I get down, I feel at, feel on the edge of going mad. Then it's time to punch the clock. I put on some makeup, turn on the tape deck, back on my head. Suddenly I'm Miss Midwest Midnight Checkout Queen. Until I head home and I put myself to bed.
Strangest thing seem suddenly routine.
I look up from my vermouth on the rocks.
The gift trapped wakes there in the box of towering velveteen. I put in some makeup, some love and makeup, and pull the
That was a little of Wig in a Box from the original cast recording of Hedwig and the Angry Inch from 1999,